reached a verdict of not guilty, the general said. And as to the third charge, conduct unbecoming to an officer, we have reached a verdict of not guilty.
Yes!
Screamed a woman in the front row. Holly recognized her as Colonel Bruno's wife. Colonel Bruno, the general said, you are restored to duty. This court is adjourned. Holly made her way slowly through the crowd, ignoring the reporters who were demanding her reaction to the verdict. On her way, she came abreast of the young blonde lieutenant who had been the other complainant in the case. Holly found her hand and squeezed. The woman was in tears. The cold outside air struck like a slap, reviving her, and she saw her father's car at the curb. She got in beside him.
I'm sorry, he said.
He was dressed in his master sergeant's uniform and wore the green beret of the special forces. You knew, didn't you? She asked. Hamilton Barker nodded.
It was in the cards. Bruno's a West Pointer, and so were most of the court. They weren't going to destroy his career.
They've destroyed mine, Holly said. She could see the gold oak leaf on her left shoulder out of the corner of her eye.
You can request a transfer, and they can't deny it, her father said.
Oh, come on, Ham. They'd never let me forget.